This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 151. We are now at the final film of the Jason Bourne franchise. We are at Jason Bourne from 2016. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been? And I know you're going to say 2016.
Yes, I saw this at the theater, and that's it. I never watched it. I bought it, but yeah. I didn't watch it again. I just saw it at the theater. So it's been 6 years.
You know what's funny? This is the, like, when I do the rewatch every year with my wife, I do Legacy and I don't do the Jason Bourne. Yeah, I don't continue. And there's a reason why.
You can really just watch the first three and be done, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, like we talked about it before, I enjoy Legacy for what it was.
Sure.
But this one, I can't wait to talk about why I don't continue going on with the movie franchise watching. So with that said, we're going to give you guys the Rotten Tomatoes scores for Jason Bourne from 2016 and see what the critics and audience have to say about this film. Nate.
So this one, so you remember the first three movies in particular had very high Rotten Tomatoes scores. I was like, I never seen three, like a three movie action franchise. We're all in the 80s and 90s. It came down a little bit. And now that trend continues because Jason Bourne has a 54% critic score and a 55% audience. Almost the same exact number. People at this point, I mean, this one, they just, I guess they weren't feeling it that much as they were the, you know, the earlier entries.
You know, there's a reason why, and I want to talk about it more in the, I guess in the overall, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, once we break it down, you're going to see why. But I think when once I start to say what I have to say is more on the overall point of the film. But anyway, we're going to throw out all those scores from Rotten Tomatoes and give you guys our honest opinion on Jason Bourne. Is it really a clunker or is it actually one of those that we enjoy? And we're going to see if we get another Jason Bourne movie from Paul Greengrass and Matt Damon himself. Well, anyway, with that said, Nate always goes first. Lead character, Jason Bourne, Matt Damon.
All right. So you guys have heard the other episodes. There's been a character that Alex has liked a bit more than me in general. I've never really been on the, I like the movies, but I've never been on the Jason Bourne train as far as being like a amazing character. I actually thought Jeremy Renner was more fun in his one outing than some of the other ones. And to be honest, I actually liked Matt Damon less in this one than in the other ones. The only thing I did like was I thought he looked, you know, I liked the gray hair, the little bit older, more mature. I was cool with that. That was, I like that. I always like a more grizzled, you know, kind of action character anyway. I think it fits. Other than that, he has no emotion in this. If you thought he was a robot in the first three movies, he is a super robot in this one. He's like, really? Like, he's like a super robot. He just shows up. He does stuff. That first fight is shows up, punches the guy once, leaves, doesn't talk, doesn't do nothing. Just, I'm like, this guy's so boring. And that carries through most of the film. Whenever he interacts with people, he seems bored. And I think it's weird because I remember they didn't make the fourth Bourne movie with Legacy. I remember he said he wasn't doing it because Paul Greengrass wasn't doing, you know, they didn't bring him back. And to have then sat out and then come back and be like, okay, this is the crew, you know, these are the people we wanted to make this movie with. And this is the best they came up with as far as his character. I didn't love him. I didn't think he was terrible. I thought he was still good in the action scenes. I gave him a 3, though. It's probably my least favorite portrayal of the character in this franchise.
You know, it's kind of funny because I was there with you. Like, I agree with everything you said 100%. This character, we're in the fourth movie. Well, the fourth movie of the Jason Bourne storyline, including Aaron Cross. And I feel like the character went back more, instead of going forward. I didn't like him. I did not like him. I am not going to shit you, bro. I did not like him in this movie. I thought he was boring. I thought he was, first of all, I think they paid him $20 million to do like 20 lines, to be honest.
He barely talked.
Yeah, he didn't say nothing. And I didn't like it. Like, it worked in the first two films, right? Because in the third one, it started to get repetitive. And I had dropped the score on him on this one, on that one.
Yeah.
But the first two films, it worked. He got amnesia. You know, he's working through it in the sequel with his girlfriend. They killed her. And then he's like, I'm coming back for revenge. So I was like, okay, it's cool. It is what it is. That's when he has nothing. The dude has been living and fighting whatever. So it's like, okay, what is he doing? I felt like it was a repetitive a character. Like, there was nothing new with him. Yeah, he's a robot. He doesn't talk to no one. He knows Nikki. He still doesn't talk to her as much. I mean, that's the most dialogue you do get is when Nikki's on the thing. But and even when he's in front of, you know, Tommy Lee Jones and they're talking, he doesn't even say much. And I'm like, no. Dude, he's a villain. You're not saying nothing. I didn't like it. I don't like the amnesia shit. I'm like, why are we going back with the same?
He's supposed to have conquered it.
Yeah.
At this point.
Now, all of a sudden, his father, which we're going to talk about in storyline, he's starting to get this flashback with his dad. And I'm like, this is not cool with this character. Again, the fighting got better in this movie than the other ones. I felt like the hand fighting was really good in this movie.
I agree. Yeah.
The car chasing, amazing. I said, this is a really good. It's not better than Supremacy. I think Supremacy was way better.
The Las Vegas one?
Yeah. When they're going through Vegas, I thought it was really good. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome. And they did the motorcycle scene in, I think, Spain or something like that. Greece? I think it was Greece.
Greece.
Yeah. Okay. It was Greece. I thought that was cool. So I said, all right. But I gave it a 3.5. Mostly for the action sequences because they got better than the other movies. Not better than Supremacy, but I think it got better there. Yeah. But again, I gave it a 3.5. You gave him a flat 3. I'm very surprised. I thought you were going to go up, but you gave him a good. I mean, 3 is
good. He's worse.
So... Yeah.
No, 3's not bad. He's not bad. It's just he's less good. And I think I gave him 4 in the other one. I was like, I can't give him a 4 again. It's not as good.
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay. Let's go with main villain. Now, again, this is another Jason Bourne movie. I don't know where Nate wants to go. Tommy Lee Jones is kind of the more villainy in this one.
So
but it's still good.
We're going to score it. I feel like we've scored these pretty similarly. There's guys in a room and then there's like henchmen. I'm just going to combine them because I feel like we've been combining them, right? Yeah. Like first movie was Chris Cooper and like 3 henchmen. Second movie was David Strathern and Carl Urban.
Yeah.
And then the third movie, you know, it's always the same thing. Third movie was Edgar Ramirez. This movie, actually, you know what? One of the better things to me in this movie was the villains, personally. Number one, I love Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, who doesn't? He is like just... Watching Tommy Lee Jones in a movie, it feels right. It's American. You know what I mean? And he does his Tommy Lee Jones thing. You know, he has that same kind of Southern drawl delivery, whatever. But he's cool. But Vincent Cassell, he plays the asset. That's just what they call him. He doesn't even have a name. It, literally, if you look in the credits, it just says the asset. And he's played by Vincent Cassell, who's a French actor, who's a really good actor, and I liked him in this. He was a good adversary. He shoots Nikki. You know what I mean? She, by the way, Nikki, Julia Stiles, the only other character besides Jason Bourne who's in all four of the Bourne movies, not the legacy. So, you know, kills her. I guess they were kind of friends. You know what I mean? Like, she was looking out for him by giving him the information at the beginning. And then they have a good hand-to-hand fight at the end. And he killed his dad. It's a little more personal with him than it's been with any of the other, like, henchman. You know, he has a vendetta. He got a beef. I actually liked it. It's still not a perfect, like, to me, it's a bunch of guys in a room. But I do give it a 4. I thought the villains here were actually strong, in my opinion.
You know, everything you said is great. For me, it's the same. I didn't get nothing new. I mean, it's the same asset. Again, another program has been activated to get Jason. Like, I was like, you know, I don't know if you felt this watching the movie, but weren't you going like, is this deja vu? Like, he was doing nothing, right? Yeah. Nikki's the one that uploaded the files, and all of a sudden it's like, Jason Bourne is
up to something. She ruined his life.
She did.
Yeah, he was just out there being a bare knuckle boxer, and she ruined his life by having to go and leak this information and all this stuff.
And I'm like, I feel like this is like another deja vu type of story. Again, Tommy Lee Jones, great actor. Personally, me, I felt like he didn't fit in this franchise. It's like, to me, it was like the Anthony Hopkins in Transformers. Like, how the hell did that work? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because he was, I always think of him as like the U.S. Marshal, like fugitive. Sure. I never see him as
CIA director in this.
Yeah. So like I never see him as like the bad guy or the guy that had like an evil plan, like a subplot or something. I mean, I know he was bad in Under Siege with Steven Seagal. He was the bad guy there. But
different time though.
But 90, as an older man, younger. I'm like, I don't see him as a villain. Like he just didn't look like that. To me, I just see him as Jay, as K from like Men in Black.
He's just like your uncle. Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones, like your Uncle Tommy.
Yeah, like you invite him to a barbecue. And I was like, it doesn't work. It didn't work for me in this movie. I mean, he was great. He did push along. To me, the best person was the guy from that William Stryker, whatever his name was.
Brian Cox.
Yeah, he was the best one. I mean, because he was in two. He was in Supremacy and I think in Ultimatum, I believe.
And the first one. No, Identity.
Oh, in the first one, yeah. Identity and Supremacy. I know he was the best one, hands down. He fit the role. You were like, man, he was believable. Tommy Lee Jones felt like they just threw him there because of the star power. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the guy that you told him, the French actor dude, I liked him in the Oceans movie because he was the other dude that they were trying to get, the other thief that was trying to get Danny Ocean.
12, right?
Yeah, 12 and 13. 12?
Yeah.
So I liked him. He was good. He did fit as an asset. And one thing you did alluded in the other reviews were that things that the Bournes do very well, their assets are very good actors.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. It's like at least one of them is like, oh, shoot, I know that guy from other stuff. And they're just like an asset in this movie.
Yeah,
like
pretty
nameless
much.
Nameless guys.
Yeah, no. I thought it was really good. The chick that played Lara Croft, I don't know her name.
Alicia Vikander.
So she's in this movie. I thought she was good, but another didn't feel like she should belong in the Bourne movie. That was just me.
It was no Pam Landy from. Yeah. No Joan Allen. Joan Allen was way better.
She fit.
Way better.
Yeah, she fit the role. I
felt
like
young.
That's what it was. I was like, this is not believable. I was like, Jason Bourne is in his 50s compared to this chick.
She's 25 and she's like the top of the CIA already.
Yeah, she was like, I know how to bring him in. I'm like, lady, you just read his files that said all you have to do to bring him in is he's a patriot at heart or whatever. But anyway, I gave it a 3.5. Like another 3.5. I felt like the villains, it was just lukewarm for me, but they were good enough to entertain me throughout the movie. But all right, action sequence.
Well, action's pretty good. This is not a fault of the movie at all. All the Bourne movies to this point, I think Legacy had okay action, but just didn't have a lot. This one has more than that. This one is more on par with the first three movies as far as quantity of action. The difference is, whereas and remember when we were reviewing them, well, in my opinion, you know, even when they're talking and stuff, it seems like action. It was so fast paced. This one has a slower pace to it, which is weird. And they start to ramp it, like as the movie's going along, they try to do the thing where like the music is playing a little more intense, but there's like these scenes with the guy with the cloud, the dream, whatever. And it's like, what is this? I don't care about this. And I get it. It's supposed to all tie to the master plan, but every time he comes on screen, the whole movie like stops. It like comes to a halt. And Jason Bourne's not in it he's in it, but he's not in it as much as you would think with the movie being called Jason Bourne. You know what I mean? He's in it way more. Identity, Supremacy. He's in like every single scene. And the only time he's not is when they're showing the CIA people.
Yeah.
In this one, there's parts where he goes away. Then they're like going with the technology guy. Then they're going with the CIA. Then they're going with the other. And I'm like, what is going on here? But the action is good. The aforementioned chase in Vegas, I thought was really, I thought it was awesome. And I like the chase in Greece on the motorcycle. I like when he's going up the stairs and the camera works really good in this. It is still Paul Greengrass with like the handheld, but I thought it was a little better. I think things were a little clearer. You know what I mean? Maybe newer cameras, because this movie was, you know, it's quite a bit after the last time he did one. His the camera work was good. I like the scene I was saying with the motorcycle. You could tell they had someone on a motorcycle behind them with a camera going up too. It was awesome. And the hand-to-hand fights are a little bit more easier to understand, I guess, for lack of a better term. It's shaking, but not as much. And the takes are, there's less cuts. You could actually see Matt Damon fighting. So I liked it. I gave it a 4. I thought it was very strong action.
All right. So when it comes to the action, I thought that was the strongest point of the film. The action sequence, you got a seasoned Jason Bourne. So his fighting, I mean, it's the same fighting, but it's just more rugged, like because he's been living in the streets and you could tell he hasn't been practicing. So he's just been more like a brawler style more than his finesse in the first two films. Yeah. So I liked it. I thought that worked for me. That brutality of Jason Bourne. Like when he just punches that dude once, I was like, this is awesome. I liked it. It reminded me of like a Batman movie, right? Like Bruce Wayne just walked up to someone and just punched him because he knew where to punch him. I thought it was cool. I was like, all right. You know what? The movie started off good. I do like the chase I agree with you. The motorcycle scene was awesome. The car chase scene with the Dodge Charger against the SWAT team truck going through the whole Vegas and destroying it. I thought that was really cool. I didn't like the assassination attempt in Vegas. I thought that was just a little far-fetched for me. Yeah. Didn't work.
I feel like I've seen that scene a lot of other times in movies too.
Yeah.
Like the similar one.
Yeah, it just didn't. It was too far-fetched. It was like, Jason Bourne, he's loose, but you have like all these dudes, like they didn't surround the entire event with cops. It was just like, okay, we're going to let Jason Bourne just walk in because it just didn't work for me. Anyway, I gave it a 5 because honestly, I think this is out of all the Bourne movies. I know Supremacy was really good, but I think the camera work in this movie and the quality of the action, I mean, beats out the first three movies. I mean, the stunts, I think Supremacy had way better stunts than this movie. Yeah. But I think the execution of this one felt very Jason Bourne in a cinematic world, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it worked for me.
I could see that.
Yeah, and I felt like Greengrass elevated his camera work. Like, he was rugged in the beginning, but now he's, like, I guess a seasoned director. So I guess he figured out how to shoot action sequences. That could be me. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I thought it worked. I gave it a 5. You gave it a 4.5?
Yeah. A 4.
Okay, you gave it a 4. All right, let's get to storyline.
Okay, so I don't think anything in this movie is really abysmal. It's just that at this point, you got to think if you're going to bring back these characters and this director and all that, like, there should have been a better story than this to tell, in my opinion. One thing is that I'm okay with was they did try to modernize it a little bit with the whole technology angle. You know, when this was made, 2016. Now, by the way, this movie is set in 2016. All three of the first movies are set in, Supremacy and Ultimatum are both set in 2004. So this is supposed to be 12 years later. So even though Supremacy came out in, 2008 or something like that, 2007, it was still 2004 in the movie. So this is supposed to be 12 years later. This is like actually set when it's filmed. So I that's okay. I'm cool with that. But it's just that it was too boring. Like, it could have been explained better. I like Riz Ahmed as an actor, the technology guy. Like, I like him as an actor, but I didn't really like him in this. Alicia Vikander's character, I didn't care for. You know, I get that her role is like the head of like anti, what is it called? Like, not piracy, but you know, like she's a technology person. She makes sure there's cybersecurity, stuff like that. Yeah. All that's relevant, but it's fine. But I just, the way the story kicks, I think it didn't need to be told. Like, Jason Bourne was living his life. He was out there chilling. He doesn't have amnesia anymore. He did what he wanted to do in those first three movies. And freaking Nikki got to come along and leak the information. And she sees a stupid thing that says his dad. And all of a sudden she got to tell him. I got to tell him his dad helped start Treadstone. And, you know, it just seemed like a really flimsy way to bring back Jason Bourne, in my opinion. So I think the storyline is, I don't think it's bad. I think it fits. Like you said, it's kind of deja vu-y. And yeah, this it feels like a Bourne movie, but also in some of the bad ways too. Like, they didn't really do anything cool and new. You introduce like a cool sci-fi angle in Legacy with the chemicals and the super soldier and all this, you know. And I remember this Jeremy Renner was supposed to be in this, but it had a scheduling conflict and then they ended up just kind of writing him out. And I thought it would have been cool if he popped up.
Yeah.
Honestly, it might have helped, infuse a little life. But as it is, I think give it a 3. It's fine. I don't hate it, but it's a little like it could have been shaved like 15 minutes. This is not it's 2 hours, but it's not 2 hours worth of good story. So it's a 3. It's kind of weak.
I'm there with you. I gave this a 3. It was a good story, but I think I could have wrote a better story, to be honest with you. But honestly, this is a movie that should have never been done. I mean, even when you finish watching it, you're going, there is no end goal here because it ends with another story to tell. It's not like it concluded.
It ends the way the last one ended.
Yeah.
going off into the sunset.
Yeah, and I didn't like that. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like that at all. I was like, they should have just concluded, because we all know they're not making another Jason Bourne. This flopped in the theater, I believe, from what I remember.
I mean, worldwide, it made $415 million, but it was expected to make more, and the reviews weren't great, so I don't think they're going to make another
one. Yeah, they're not going to make another one unless they do bring unless they do Aaron Cross with Jason Bourne. That's the only way I could see people going to the theater to watch this. That's not going to work because, I mean, Jeremy is getting older. So, I mean, by the time you guys decide to do a sequel, these two are going to be in their 70s. So,
stunt doubles. Yeah. No, old school with the same haircut, but they look different. They got to shoot them from far away.
Oh, like Arnold? Like in True Lies?
Yeah, like Arnold in T2. Yeah, True Lies when he's on the horse.
Yeah. But honestly, like the storyline for me did not work. I felt like it was a very deja vu. Like I was watching the same thing, but a modern version of it. It didn't feel new and fresh. Yes, they added the dad, but personally for me, that could have been told in another story. You know what would have been awesome? And this is how I would have tied it up if I was a writer. In Legacy, Jeremy Renner's character, I call him Renner. Yeah, Jeremy Renner's character, Aaron Cross, comes through a computer and finds Richard Webb's name under Treadstone. And he's like, then you link everything and you go, oh my God. Is he going to be in the next movie? And then you link it, right? Him running, and then he's the one that Nikki comes up with. You know, you have the file. Aaron Cross gives it to him, to her. And then there you go. But I don't like the whole cyber thing. I feel like I believe any movie from 2016 on up a bit was all cyber related. Somewhere, somehow, was a cyber related.
I would say even before, maybe like 2014 and on, it was all about AI and cyber and social networking and spying. It's all that stuff.
Yeah, it was like a cyber attack because Bourne does not fit the cyber world of attack. He's more of a spy guy. So for me, it didn't work. I'm going to be flat out honest. It did not work for me.
Jason Bourne is old school, fake passports, currency from other countries. You know, he's not a technology guy.
I agree. Right. You know, this movie should have introduced, I know it would have been like more Mission Impossible, but it should have introduced him disguising himself. It would have been pretty cool. Because honestly, modern technology of 2016, there's no way my man's going to get to New York if he's wanted. Yeah. You understand what I mean? So it didn't work for me in that sense. I know she green-lighted him and whatever, and I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, you're the only one that sees this? I'm like, every other agency is after Jason Bourne. Only you could change the coding on this? Yeah. So for me, that stuff did not work much. I gave it a 3, though. It was a good story, and I'm going to be really flat out. I'll say it in overall. Let's get to overall. You gave it a 3. I gave it a 3. Overall, Nate?
I guess stick with my same number. It's a 3. I can't give it below that because I don't think it's bad. You know, 6 out of 10, it's like solid. But this is coming from a franchise where the other movies have been like really good. You know, the first 3 movies are really good. And then Legacy's cool. It's not my favorite, but it's cool. This one just feels unnecessary. There's nothing worse than getting to the part of the franchise where you're at the unnecessary point. And this is it. This is, you know, this didn't need to exist. It does exist and it's not bad, you know, but it's fairly pointless. I think the ending is, like you said, it's the same ending that they had 3 other times. You know, what really would have been cool if he actually did rejoin the CIA. That would have been cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now you could tell other stories where he is in the CIA and he's actually doing missions. We haven't seen Jason Bourne do a single mission in any of these movies. All we know is he did them. Well, but not really. Well, like the first one, you see the flashback and you don't really see what happened. Like you didn't get to see him in his element. All you got to see him do was use his skills to evade people and try to get to the guys.
Yeah.
But you didn't get to see him do his thing. I think it would have been, if they ended it there, I would have maybe been interested in another movie. Like, okay, now he works for CIA. Let's see what he actually does as an agent. I think that's where it goes more Mission Impossible route, where it's like, okay, he's in the agency, whatever. But of course it wasn't going to happen. He just wants to be left alone. But these people, they just can't leave him alone. Nikki can't leave him alone. Tomb Raider can't leave him alone. Just leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's done. Tomb Raider, leave him alone. It's a 3. It's fine. It's, you know, I know it sounds like it's worse than it is, but it's not. It's okay. It's a three for me.
Yeah, look, when it comes down to the movie, I'm not going to hold this up. I gave this movie, as you, I gave this a three. It's a good flick, but it was unnecessary of a film to be filmed, to be honest with you. It was just a money grab. It was a cash the cow type of film. This movie, I'll give you three other franchises that this movie reminded me of while I was seeing. One, it reminded me of the Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit with Chris Pine as Jack Ryan. It didn't need to be done, but they did it anyway. That was one movie. Second, this reminded me of Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. It's the same type of movie. You have three legendary stories, and then they came up with a fourth one that just did not need to be done. But it was a good movie. I will say that. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was entertaining for the most part. But.
Yeah, but it just didn't need to be done because the third one actually ended it. Him and his father riding into the sunset. That's it. Yeah. And his friend, Sala and Marcus. So I was like, that's awesome. And there was another movie that I felt like it was the same type of thing, that it was just like you had these great stories and then they add another movie that did not need to be added to it. And, you know, you have the ones that do work, like the Bad Boys for Life. Right. They came back 40 years later or whatever, 20 years later. And like it worked. Right. Yeah. Everyone liked it. And it was one of the, it's a rare feat. Now we're not getting no more because Will Smith decided to slap the shit out of Chris Rock. So you ain't getting no more Bad Boys. But
yeah,
I thought they worked. This one did not work. I felt just like we talked about, it needed better writers and a better story to get from the beginning and conclude Jason Bourne. I you know what? I wouldn't even matter if he died during a mission. Like he blew up the building with him in it. Like the what was it? Like one of the Terminators, right? Like John Connor blew up with Skynet. And then it just looped over. I think they should have did something like that. Yeah, I think that would have worked. But anyway, I gave it a three. You gave it a three overall. I mean, sorry, total points.
Total points for me, 17 out of a 25. It's fine. It's fine. You know, if you can, there's a couple different ways. If you want to do a rewatch of this franchise, you can really just watch the first three and stop. You can watch the first four and stop. Or you could watch three, skip Legacy, and then pop this in. You could do it anyway. Like, if you just want the Matt Damon, Jason Bourne character, it makes sense. They tie together, but the last one always feels kind of just extra for no reason. You know what I mean? So it's a three-movie perfect arc, in my opinion, with two other movies that are watchable and entertaining, but not necessary on the whole. So 17 out of 25, not bad, but just not bad.
I gave it an 18 out of a 25 because of two, three and a half on top, villain and hero. Honestly, you said it the best. I mean, if you're out there and you own the entire franchise, great. But honestly, personally, I only do one through three. And sometimes I sprinkle in a little bit of Legacy because I kind of like Aaron Cross's character. And I said it before and I said it again. I wish they got more of him in the franchise. I do enjoy him more. Now watching Jason Bourne, I enjoy him more than Jason Bourne. Not prime Jason Bourne, though.
But I think Legacy was better than this now that I've watched them back to back.
Yeah. So. Legacy is a way better movie. Even better storyline, which is scary because we didn't like the storyline from the other one. But this one was actually.
It has Rachel Weisz. Oh, I mean, that's always a win, too.
That's a sprinkle of the goodness. But look, we gave it up. I gave it 18. You gave it a 17. All right, Nate, what's coming up?
All right, so we finally made it. We are done with the Jason Bourne franchise. Now, next episode, you are going to hear us wrap up our 1980s month with a little bit of the Untouchables, Brian De Palma, Untouchables. And then next week, we are starting a brand new franchise, finally, Die Hard. I can't believe we haven't reviewed Die Hard yet, to be honest. It is one of the, in my opinion, I don't know, Alex, you correct me if I'm wrong, when people talk about like action movies or action franchises, I honestly feel like Die Hard is probably like on the Mount Rushmore, just as a name property. Hard, you know, like it is, it's like Terminator, Die Hard,
Rambo,
Lethal Weapon, Rambo. Like those are like the ones everyone knows. And we have, and this is our first time doing it. So we're going to be doing some Die Hard, the original one, and then we'll be covering the rest of the franchise as the weeks go on.
All right, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks. You can check out the video version of the podcast there. And of course, we have a website coming out soon where you guys could listen to it or hear it from the actual website. Of course, if you're going to take us on the go, you can check, search for Action Movie Guys on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify. Again, search Action Movie Guys. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Review.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.